Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 19 live update. Good morning. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here with some wonderful guests. First, I've got Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm good, Taryn. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be in the presence of you two. It's been a good week for both of y'all, so I'm glad to bask in it with you guys.
Yes, and since the last time I spoke to Pooya, he has, in fact, become Karen Singbeil. So very happy about that. Yeah, took Karen's place when Karen's power went out.
Right.
Yes. Also here with Brent Walgamott. How you doing, Brent?
Hey, what's up, Taryn?
Doing well. All right. We're here to talk to you about what happened on the feeds yesterday. It is July 27th. And let's get started. There's a lot to get into from yesterday. It's been kind of a slow week. You know, we've been talking about how it's sort of been, you know, who's going to get the blowback from the blind side. But a lot changed yesterday, but it started with Paul talking to Jessica. He says he's solid on the vote, but things are up in the air. You know, it's Big Brother. You never know. This is the start of Jessica's hints that maybe this vote is not going to quite go the way that she wanted, Pooya.
Yeah, I feel like with evictions, the closer you get to the day of, especially if it's a blind side, everyone's going to try and work their angle to somewhat nudge the person that's being blindsided, just in case that everything goes on and they're angry, they're not the person sought after or they're not the person targeted. So I feel like Paul kind of started talking, but then, I mean, it all comes down to that Kevin Schluber. He brought it down. He blew it up. So, yeah, we've been seeing some interesting things in the past 12, 14 hours.
Yes, and in this conversation with Paul, Jessica is also telling Paul that, hey, just so you know, Josh has been telling us that somebody's been poking and prodding and getting him to blow up on us. I think this is an attempt to poison Paul on Josh, but it ultimately is something that informs her to the idea that Paul is sort of the puppet master behind Josh. Brent, how did you feel about this?
Actually, I liked it. I was glad somebody called Paul on his bullshit. I was okay with it. And I know Paul later talked to Josh about it, and they sort of ironed out everything between the two of them. I know Paul didn't love it. He was able to diffuse it effectively with Jessica. But I feel like this whole conversation with Jessica should have been a giant red flashing siren with her, because Paul said to her, after she's made it entirely clear who the target is, who is her visceral enemy, and he says, well, you know, it really doesn't matter who goes home tomorrow. I mean, how he cannot be any more obvious to her without telling her, like, you know, you're not going to get your wish. It was so frustrating to watch. I mean, I know we had to have Kevin come and quote unquote ruin our blind side, but like, she should have been on this way before. Actually, that episode last night with the conversation with Raven, I missed that on the feeds. I was like, I was on a different camera. You know, I can't watch everything at once, and I hate the freaking quad cam. I never saw that interaction with Raven, and I am aghast that she was not able to figure that out. I mean, I just, after all these signs, she still doesn't know until Kevin comes to tell her.
Yeah, you know, I really just think she doesn't want to believe it. You know, I think she got that sense, and that's why she talked about Josh. That's why she was like, hey, just so you know, Josh has been saying these things. She was like, getting the feeling and trying to work against it, but she didn't want to accept it in her head that this is going to go against her. And so, you know, puts her in a bad spot here. Mark was also having a conversation with Cody at the time, where Mark was telling Cody, I am fully on board, dude. We're totally working together. We're good. Just don't go after Paul, because I won't have your back if you go after Paul.
That's, yeah, because no, I'm too busy blowing him right now. So, yeah, please don't, you know. It's just so frustrating because, like, you know, like, Jesse, it finally dawned on Jessica later on the day, and I know I'm skipping forward a little bit, but, like, Jessica was like, it's sort of hilarious that Paul is the leader of both sides of the house. I'm like, honey, there are no sides of the house. Paul is the leader of everything. Don't you get that? That is the house that you all have created. And it's your job to undo that. And she realizes that like a day late and a dollar.
Yeah, they basically started comparing notes and being like, okay, so Mark and Elena are both wanting to protect Paul. He's on the other side. Man, Paul is in charge of everything. They're all just following Paul. Man, if we take Paul out, then that opens the game up for everyone. And that's what I said last week, and it's what they should have done this week. They should have taken Paul out, and they're finally realizing that, but it's far too late. Luckily, they do have this halting hex. They'll have a couple more weeks to take some shots, but man, they really screwed this one, right? Right, Booyah?
Absolutely. I mean, they had all the power. They were blinded by their existing superpower, shall we say. And I mean, by trying to act like they're going to reassimilate, and by being confident in the fact that they're going to reassimilate, and with Josh playing his role pretty well this week and everyone else going along with it, they really had a big blunder by not using that veto. And I think it's what you said earlier. They just didn't want to admit it to themselves that this is what we need to do. They didn't want to believe that they had made the wrong move. But now there's nothing to do but believe that and try and fix it.
Yeah, and, you know, Cody is now, I said yesterday, Mark and Elena, they've put enough work. Cody and Jessica are finally like, all right, we think we trust Mark and Elena. Let's do like a four-person thing with them. Mark essentially erased all of that work by saying we can't go after Paul. And Cody now thinks, okay, the people most loyal to us, Kevin, Ramses, and Christmas. And he wants to nominate Mark and Paul next week at this moment, which is like, wow. I mean, again, this is all jumbled up. This is all nonsense. And probably going to get all switched around by the time the vote comes in tonight. But man, I mean, this is ridiculous.
I feel like that, first of all, he called Mark like the biggest woman in the house. I actually love that line because I feel like it's kind of true. Not that, no disrespect to women, but Mark is such a baby sometimes with all the crying and the boohooing and whatever. I feel like this will shake itself out because there's so many people. First of all, the vote's probably going to be 7-3. One of those votes is obviously Cody. Elena is emphatic that she is voting to evict Josh. And Mark and Elena are going to be in sync here. So obviously you're going to go for the votes. And I guarantee you, those three people are going to be like, you know, it wasn't me. I mean, there's going to be a distinct difference between the way Mark acted after the Jillian eviction and the way he acts tonight when he is eventually blindsided. So Cody and Jessica will know that Mark voted with them.
Yes. And we also had Elena talking to Jessica about her relationship with Mark. She's saying, you know, Mark, I think he's more into me than I am into him. If we were on the outside, I would have rejected him. This is not something that's going to be, you know, lasting. When he asks about the outside, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to make any promises. So Elena really already hedging her bets here. She's also told Paul, obviously, in the past that she's willing to turn her back on Mark for Paul. So this is the early signs of the day for this relationship, which eventually leads into a fight later on. And really, I could see them splitting over the vote in next week. You know, Mark wanting to stick with Cody potentially, and Elena moving away toward Paul. However, I don't know. What do you think, Puya? Does Mark choose Cody or does Mark choose Elena if he has to choose?
I think Mark's going to try everything he can to take Elena. I think he's going to have a sop fest. I think we can see some begging next week, even.
Yeah.
Like, I think Mark's definitely going to follow that head, not the other head.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a mama's boy. Like, I feel like he's going to do what Elena says. So I don't think, like, there's any real chance that he's going to, if tough gets tough, he's not going to stick with Cody and Jessica. And this is a really dangerous time for everybody in the house right now, because the person who is evicted after Ramses, assuming Ramses is evicted tonight, is not going to make jury, and they're all deathly afraid of that. So I'm hoping, I guess we can talk about it, but I'm very frustrated with the gaming going on in the house right now, or the lack thereof, considering that, like, your HOH is about to blow up in your face, Jessica.
Yeah. I agree. I think Mark will follow along with Elena, but he'll definitely do it pouting the entire way, with his head down and tilted. So moving on, we have finally Kevin says to Jessica, hey, we need to talk. And she comes down. He talks to her. He lets her know, listen, I'm getting some bad vibes. I think the kid with the glasses is going to be going home this week.
And, I love it. The kid with the glasses doing
his best Dominique impression, trying to be as vague as possible, I guess. I don't know. He's letting her know that the blind side is coming. Jess immediately picks up on this. I mean, all of the clues that she's been getting is she's finally getting confirmation. She can't deny it anymore. She runs straight up to Cody and is like, I knew it. We're getting screwed. Pooyah, what do we do?
We try and find the DeLorean and go back in time and use the damn Vito is what we do. It's done. And I think Kevin is playing it very smart. I like that Kevin did this. I was talking to Liana yesterday and she brought up a very interesting thing. So it seems like Paul is the Frankenstein and Kevin is his monster. He made Kevin do these things and be sneaky and throw hinky votes early on. And now Kevin is almost on autopilot. He's learned all these actions and he's just doing them on his own now. Yeah. It's amazing to see.
Do you think that Kevin is going to hinky vote Paul? I feel like there's a real possibility because he told Paul, if it comes in 6-4, don't look at me, which is basically what he said before. And I feel like he's really afraid of this power with Jessica and Cody. By the way, I respectfully disagree with Pooyah that there is, that they need to DeLorean to go and fix this. I feel like they have the tools to fix this and they could still fix it today, but they just wasted last night and hold themselves up in the HOH room feeling sorry for themselves. Look, they cannot lie about the hex power, but they don't need to lie in order to get the effectiveness of it. All they need to do is say something like, you know, all I'm going to say is I have a power and the nominations that are there on eviction night will not be the nominations there at the end of the night. That will set up the whole house just going crazy because they'll think that Jessica has some sort of coup d'etat power. It's not a lie. Those nominations won't be there. She won't get called out by Big Brother. I wish she was smart enough to think of something like this. And she would get them to do what she wants them to do, which is to evict Josh because, again, they don't want to miss jury. This is the prime time where you can really force someone to do it. And I feel like they're really missing an opportunity here, especially with Alex and Jason or with Matt and Raven. Those people are the people that they need to be going after, and they're barely talking to them right now.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Boogie do this, right? He did it very well where he was like, there's a power in the house and somebody has it. And that's if that person was upset, then you probably be in trouble. So you probably don't want to do anything that might set that person off. You don't have to lie, you know, but I don't know if Jess has that gear in her, unfortunately. I've got like a little layout of Jess's actions immediately following finding out that this is going to happen. She goes around, she makes some rounds, does some inquisition work. She immediately goes to Christmas and Elena, who are like, no, what are you talking about? Things are fine. Elena obviously believes that, and Jess believes that Elena believes it. Jess thinks that Elena is getting blindsided here. She's finally on board with, okay, Elena is not in on this plan, whatever the plan is. Christmas also says, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Jess doesn't make a comment on Christmas, but she's not super suspicious of Christmas. Then she goes to Cody again. They assume, okay, Paul must be behind this thing. What do we do? Let's try and babysit people to stop the flip from happening. Because at this point they're like, oh, this flip is just starting. Kevin caught wind of it. He let us know because I told him about the temptation. Now we need to stop it from happening. So they go around. They're trying to ensure that they have these votes. They're not flipping. Cody goes to Jason, starts grilling him. Jason, you're going to vote for me, right? You're going to vote with us. And Jason's like,
He should have put the screws to him. I was so upset with that conversation. He had him and he knows he had him. He was like, you know, I'm the dominant one in this relationship with Jason. Jason, if you talk to him for any length of period of time, he spills his guts. He let up on him too soon. He should have took him up in the HOH room with Jessica and sat him down and said, this is what's going to happen. I'm so frustrated by this right now because even though they totally screwed themselves this week with the HOH power and the veto power and the hex and her boyfriend coming back, she could still fix this and they won't. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, Cody said himself that get Jason talking and he just keeps going. And he just reveals everything. And you're right. He let up on it. And he let Jason go, oh, well, let me go talk to Alex and see what she's thinking. And so Jason is able to do that and then come back and be like, hey, man, as far as I'm aware, if you're blindsided, I'm blindsided, too. I don't know what's going on. And then Cody talks to Alex and Alex says, look, I told Jess I'm still undecided. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. And you know, that's straightforward enough that it gets her kind
but
of.
That's
off
also
the hook.
Bullshit. I'm sorry, Pooyah. I don't mean to dominate. You can talk about this. I'm just okay. What Pooyah? What did you think about the conversation between Cody and Alex? Alex's answers to Cody were, I haven't won my vote yet. It's Wednesday night. What? I mean, look,
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, no one is sitting there for 6 days and still undecided post-veto. I'm sorry, but you know what you want to do. I feel like that there's been so many red flags for these people. That's why I said the DeLorean thing, Brent. It just seems like they do have tools available to them. There are plays to be made. They're just not playing right. They're just not doing these things. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah. And at this point, Cody's like, I knew it. Mark, he's been acting differently tonight. I knew he's going to screw me. This is the worst.
I mean, that's laughable. Mark eventually, I'm sorry to interrupt. That's laughable, but I feel like that's, again, that's all going to get fixed tonight because it's going to be very clear where the lines are. I know that you were arguing in favor of vagueness before. You know, if you can be vague, you might as well be vague because you never know who's stupid enough to believe it. But I really do feel like everyone's going to know what happened on this vote very quickly. If it's 6-4, though, that might be a little bit of a different horse of a different color.
Yeah, well, I mean, they still believe that this is something that's happening last minute. So they can probably sell it as, you know, you started questioning people and we got paranoid and, you know, things just changed. I don't know what happened. Mark does go to Cody and say, look, dude, I'm totally with you. I'm not voting against you. I swear, as Mark does. And so that's about the extent of Cody and Jessica's inquisition. They sort of ended it there. They didn't really do much else that night. And again, like I know there's not a whole lot that they can do to flip this vote because there are people who are pretty set in this and they really had to do the work earlier than this. But man, they are kind of just like, all right, well, we're about to get screwed. What else are we going to do? They're just going to lie to us anyway.
More than anyone, they have the power to fix it because they have this power. They have the hex. So they should be playing balls out right now. Like, they should be like, you know what? We're gonna go down there. We're going to raise some hell. We're going to tackle Matt and Raven, Alex and Jason. We're going to talk to Paul and Christmas. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And we have no fear because you can't do anything to us for the next 2 weeks. But there's no fire there whatsoever.
Yes, and so basically, what sort of interrupted this whole thing was the house guests were shown a video. And with this video, they're supposed to study it because it's going to be a part of the HOH competition tonight. So it's going to be a quiz competition, and there's been lots of studying for that. And this is when Paul decides, okay, probably should give Elena a little bit of a heads up here. I need to start working on Elena. I think part of it was that he saw that she was doing very well in the study.
That was the reason.
And started to get a little worried, like, oh man, this is troublesome. So he goes to Elena and he says, look, there are some concerns. People are getting a little worried. You know, you're a bit too associated with Jessica and Cody. Mark has been totally putting a target on himself. You know, you were up there in the HOH for a long time. Elena was just like lying on the ground for a long time. People were worried that she might be dead. While Mark was talking to Jess and Cody. And so he was like, look, man, you were up there for a long time. You're really starting to put a target on your back. You need to be careful of that. I'm still voting Josh out. Josh is still going home. But just be on the lookout. I've got your back. I'm trying to help you out here. And he also makes sure he lets Matt, Raven, and Christmas know that he's starting to work on her because he needs to make sure that if she does win that HOH, that she defects, that she says, okay, I'm looking at the two sides and this side has way more numbers and I don't want to be associated with Jess and Cody anymore. So I like the work he's doing. He still wants to blindside her though. And I'm not sure that's the best move here, especially once you've started to make inroads. I feel like he should tell her at some point today that, look, I think the votes have flipped and I want you to be in on it because you trust me and I trust you. What do you think, Puya?
I think there's still a chance that he's going to pull her aside today. I mean, the closer it is to the eviction, the easier it is for him and the better it is because she's not going to be running around talking to anybody or nothing's going to go crazy in the house. It's amazing to me. I mean, we're watching last night. I saw at least three different groups of people say it's us and Paul, or as long as Paul's safe, you've got the Mark, the Elena, the Jason, the Alex, the Kevin. Everyone's good with Paul. And I think Paul's shown before that he's got an aptitude for these memory things. I think Elena seeming like the biggest threat for him was like, okay, as long as Elena doesn't feel slighted by me, I'm good. So that's his way of like kind of buttering her up before the HOH goes on. I think for him, ideally, he wants her to feel comfortable enough to throw it. But I mean, after a result comes out like that, who knows what's going to happen?
I don't understand this. He's insisting on blindsiding her. And then after a blindside, he's hoping that she throws the HOH competition to somebody. Are you kidding me? That is nuts. That is never going to happen. The only way she would throw the HOH competition is if she felt safe. And by you insisting on blindsiding her, she's going to feel anything but safe. I saw a question, or it was a statement, go by. I can't remember your name, so I apologize. But they said the dream scenario, Paul blindsides Elena. Elena wins HOH. And Paul. Honey, that's fan fiction. That ain't happening right now because Paul has a spell on this house. I know we've compared him to Derek, but I have never seen, I don't remember Derek being this out front where everyone was like, oh, Derek's, as long as Derek's protected, then I'm okay. Everyone just worships him. I feel like I inherited whatever Haley was drinking yesterday. I'm really sorry. I'm just raging.
Yeah, you know, it's strange. It's a strange decision to want to blindside her here, especially once you've started to talk to her. I really feel like he should just throw her a bone, let her know. And like I said, you should pretend that what happened was, you know, we were talking. Jess and Cody were going around being paranoid, and we decided, what are we doing? We should probably just flip this vote. And People were afraid to let you in on it, Elena, because they were worried about your association with Jess and Cody and Mark.
And Ramses, so frankly.
Yeah. And they didn't want to tell you, but I'm telling you because I trust you and you're my girl. And Elena, I think she would totally buy into that. Elena was telling Paul that she trusts him 100%, that she he is the one person that she stayed loyal to the entire game. She wants to be with him no matter what he does. So just let her in on the plan. Don't degrade that trust. Because it's very valuable, especially for somebody that is good at these competitions and could win this HOH. So he stay on top of that, Paul.
Yeah.
And as Brent mentioned, they are trying to get Elena to throw this HOH. She essentially said that she'd throw it to Paul, that she would love nothing more than for Paul to be
take
HOH.
It, Paul. Yeah.
Yes. The person that was saying, that was pushing all week, we have to send Elena home next week. I think that's changing now. I think Paul's finally realizing just how loyal Elena is to him. And so he'll probably shift the target over to Mark. Hopefully. I mean, that's the better move. So hopefully he'll realize that. But yeah, they're trying to get her to throw this HOH and trying to get her to feel comfortable. But obviously, as Brent mentioned, also once they blindside her, she's not going to feel comfortable and she's not going to throw this HOH. Right, Booyah?
Yeah, no, I don't think she's going to throw it. I think once this result comes out, there is no way this girl's not going to work for it. Because, I mean, what's the best way to find answers after you've been blindsided? Have the power in the house. Have people come to you. So that would be the best move for her to make. And if she doesn't know where her allies lie, that's the best way for her to find out.
Yeah. And they also, Paul and friends, they've come up with a strategy for winning this competition that Brent doesn't like. Basically, he was saying, look, if you don't know the answer to a question, we're going to assign answers to ourselves. So these people will be answering true and these people will be answering false if we don't know the answer to a question. They're really trying to game this as much as possible. We've seen this before. This is probably not one of the more effective strategies, but at least it's something. But obviously, Brent, you're not a fan.
I mean, first of all, it's Paul, again, vet-splaining everything. He's convinced a double eviction's coming because it's going to be a question competition. And they always use a question competition for a double eviction. And he's like, you know, making sure everybody knows, okay, so what are the nominations are Cody and Mark, right? Or Cody and Elena. Like, you know, he's going around to everybody. And then when this happens, he's going around to everybody like, okay, you guys know you're doing this. You guys know you're doing this. I'm like, don't any of you see this? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so frustrated by it, but it's just, he takes all the fun out of it. People said to me on Twitter last night, why do you hate Paul? I don't hate Paul. Paul's a gamer. I like him. The fact that he's gaming is really good. But the fact that he has all these sheep around him just is so frustrating to me. And as a vet in a house of all newbies, he totally takes the fun out of it because he just vet-splains everything to everybody and tries to lock shit down to a point where there's no chance for variance. I do hope that, and I know what Steve said, Steve Moses on set, where, you know, he said they have all the questions and the competitions laid out ahead of time. I do hope that Big Brother is listening to them all studying and trying to game this competition and intentionally puts things in there that will throw them off or makes it not even a true false competition. Maybe it's like before or after or, you know, red and green or I don't know, whatever the hell, anything but that, something that they can't fix because I hate fixed competitions.
All right. Well, finally, we had at the end of the night, Elena and Mark had a bit of a fight here. I think obviously stemming from a lot of what Paul was saying. Elena was basically saying to Mark, like, I don't like it when you raise your voice at me. I think you're spending too much time with Cody and Jessica. This was kind of an awkward situation, right, Booyah?
Yeah, Salk is going to be sad today. Again, which goes back to the fact that we're going to see a lot of begging in the next week. We're going to see him apologize about this, apologize about yelling, make promises, say he's never going to do this again. And I feel like it's going to get to a point where Elena's just going to want more fights to happen so she can just justifiably distance herself from him. Because that's the route it's going to go. That's what it's going to take for her to get further, is to disassociate with Mark and his mateship with Cody.
Yeah. Mark is saying things like, you know, I'm crazy about you. And this is just after Elena was saying that he's more into her than she is to him. And this is not going to work out on the outside.
I love that fight, though, because it was so awkward and the awkward pauses were even more deafening to me. I also loved what Elena said to Jessica earlier, which is, you know, if he would have approached me in real life, I would have turned him down. But only because I turn everybody down. That's my girl.
Yes, so the relationship between Mark and Elena is looking a bit rocky, especially with this upcoming blindside and Paul pulling her one way and Mark pulling her the other. We'll just have to see what happens there. Hopefully, we get some good reactions out of tonight's vote. You know, Jess was alerted to the fact that there is going to be a blindside, but they're still going to be very angry and upset, I think. I think they still think there's a possibility that they can get away with this, that, you know, it was just starting and maybe it's not like a done deal or anything.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we'll see some angry people.
I know people are bitching about the fact that, you know, oh, Kevin ruined our blindside. First of all, there's still a good chance for a blindside. Like, they still think they have the votes because no one has owned up to the fact that they are voting out Ramses. They're still telling them, like, Christmas is saying, okay, I'm voting Josh out. Paul is saying, I'm voting Josh out. So that's five votes at least. They don't need anybody else. They think they've got this on lock. It's still going to be a mini blindside tonight. They're cautiously optimistic, but they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, and we may see some more inquisition happen today, which may ultimately lead them to finding out about the blindside, but hopefully not. There's usually not too much gameplay or game talk that happens on Thursdays because they're too busy prettying themselves up for the live show. So we'll just have to see. And I think it'll be an interesting night. Whoever wins HOH, we'll see what the fallout is. So especially with the whole halting hex in play. So we'll have to be on the lookout for that. We will be back tomorrow at noon Eastern, I believe, to recap everything that happens today on the feeds and tell you all about the HOH and what the nominations are going to be and all of that. So make sure you check that out. We will also be live tonight after the eviction episode with April Lewis from season 6. Ooh. She can tell us all about friendship. Ooh. Yeah. Looking forward to that. I always like to get in those old school players on the podcast. Of course, we'll be live Sunday night after the West Coast airing of Big Brother to talk about the nominations and all of that. And also, make sure you check out The Taran Show with Brent Walgamont. Great episode. I really loved it. The feedback has been awesome. Thank you so much for everyone that did check that out. Got great success from it. So thank you, everyone. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. Puyah, what's your Twitter handle?
I know it.
At Puyahism. Thanks,
yeah,
Brent.
I knew that.
If I haven't said it a billion times on the podcast, then I'm not going to remember. Stay on the lookout for the next Taran Show. It's going to be on Tuesday. Not telling who's on it yet, but hopefully you'll be pleased. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.